Hello and welcome to Kate and Kat's podcast. We run our podcast a little differently than most. Our podcasts are completely spirit-led, and we never know who we're going to have on or what's going to come up to heal. Every episode is a new adventure where we walk people through healing anything from spirit guides to past lives to inner child work, how the energies and trauma affects the mechanical workings of our physical bodies, and exploring time, space, and dimensions and how it's all happening now. This podcast is for beginners and experts alike. This can be considered explicit content to some, as we do not edit ourselves, and sometimes deep trauma work comes up unexpectedly.
And also, we cuss like sailors.
On this episode of Kate and Kat Live, we brought people up on the screen for some mini sessions. This was a pretty diverse group on this live. We helped the timeline bleed over to help with depression. Then we moved over to help someone clear and heal some things they really needed in order to finally move away from their family home. Our last guest was for medical healing. Without further ado, if you love bad bitches, that's your fucking problem. On with the podcast.
Hey!
So this
Hi.
Is Yas, period.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you get
huh?
Barely.
I don't know what is going on with my microphone.
Oh, we can hear
the
you
screen,
now.
Oh. The screen might not come on, but I think we can hear you. Yas, do you want to talk? Do you want to do the things?
Yes, please.
Okay. what are you looking to heal? What's going on?
There's going on a lot with me.
Okay.
I don't know where to start.
If you just start talking, like as if you were venting to one of your friends, we'll interrupt you with Healy stuff.
Okay. One thing I'm dealing a lot with is my depression.
Well, what is it? Like, what's making you depressed?
Or do you know?
I don't really know.
How long has it been going on?
For long. But these last 3 months, I'm just staying at home, doing nothing. Sometimes I go to work, and that's it.
I got that it was your house, so that makes a weird amount of sense. But I got that it was... Okay. Are your walls half walls? Like half of them are one color and half of them are the other color?
No.
Like this?
No.
You mean like a chair railing?
Kind of yeah. Thing? But like except it's like wood paneling at the bottom and like a paint at the top?
No, they're all white.
They're all white.
Yeah. Is this a rental? Or is this a house, like your house or someone's house? Is this a rental, like apartment?
Yes, a rental apartment.
Okay. All right. So it just looks like you used to live here. Like.
In a different time.
Yeah, like in a different time. It looks like you used to be a tenant there already.
Hey, can you, just to check this out, what she's getting, can you do us a favor and say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good?
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please release.
Please release.
And cleanse.
And cleanse.
Any version of me.
Any version of me.
From any timeline.
From any timeline.
That used to live here.
That used to live here.
And merge them back in with me at this time.
And merge them back in with me in this time.
There we go. So one of the ways that we fact check stuff is if we're getting specific messages, we will make the verbiage as very, very, very specific. And if the energy happens, then that means there was something to move. So there was a version of you that has lived in this building or this place before. and it was stuck, and you were feeling its time, like its timeline, like a bleed through. Does that make any sense?
Somehow.
It does? Okay, good. So as that's happening, so Kate will ask you if what your place looks like, because if it doesn't look like this, then that means that she was tuning into the other version of you that lived in the half thing. And then to check it, we just merge that version of you in. So something did come in. So we're just going to go further with that.
Okay.
So this version of you that used to live there, do you want to go into it, or do you just want to merge with it and exchange information and just go, like, leave?
She wants to heal the depression however way, like,
okay,
the fastest way.
Okay. So you merge with it again? Can you say, spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's my highest good.
Please merge me with this version of me again? Oh, I guess you changed.
Please merge me with this version again.
And exchange me information?
And exchange me information?
Yeah, with this version of me. Okay.
With this version of me.
Speed that up. This is a lot. And it's going
speed
like...
Speed it up again.
Slow and heavy.
Speed it up.
I don't know. Does this version of you know that you don't have to live here?
No.
Okay. Can you have a talk with this version of you? It just feels like they're very stuck, like as if they don't run their own life.
Can I do faster?
Yeah.
Okay. The best possible thing is for you to have a conversation with them and let them know that that's like they have control of their own life, like be a spirit guide for them. But you can merge in with them on their timeline. There you go. And ask, say, spirit, please open safe entrance and exit portals.
Spirit, please open safe
entrance and exit portals.
And exit portals.
And open safe passageway.
And open safe passageway.
To a safe house.
To a safe house.
Okay, and then now say, bring me back to my current vessel.
And now bring me back to my current vessel.
And then now, sorry, go have the talk. Because it's, like, absolutely needed. It's moving a lot. Lots of, like, wake-up light bulb moment stuff. I guess it was just prep work, just having the openings.
It looks like it's just moving. All good.
Yeah.
And it's, like, back straightening. Everything looks brighter and lighter.
Yeah, a lot lifted.
Your house, even right now, looks like it doesn't have any dust in it.
Yeah, it lifted a lot. It's almost like that version of you was calling out through time and you were feeling them. That version of you did not have a very good life. I don't know if it was abuse. I don't know.
You know, I don't know, but these last few days, I feel so much stuck. Like, I'm in a prison. I don't know how to explain, but like, not just in my body, but in this world, I don't know how to explain it more better.
That makes absolute sense. Because it's not, I'm not getting, I don't think Kate is either, that your current location is causing you distress.
Mm.
It's just that timeline of you was like really bad. It's almost like if someone walks by you and they're in a lot of pain and you feel their pain. And you're like, oh my God, that person isn't doing so well. But it was a version of you through the walls. Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay.
God, it's like, what's that movie? It's not The Others. It's
yes,
where
it is.
they hid the bodies in the,
Oh, no, it's not. I always think it is. She'll tell me it's not. I'll be like, it is. And she's like, I'm telling you it's not.
It's they hide the bodies in the house, but it like the people look the same as the others, And so I'm like, it's the others. It's not, though. It's not the others. But they hide the bodies in the walls and they take their eyelids off.
Jesus.
And they collect their eyelids. Why have I watched this movie? I don't know. But I did. And that's what this scene looks like. Hiding the bodies in the walls of like, yes. So can you copy and paste what you did here? Spirit of Fist in My High is good.
Spirit of Fist in My High is good.
Can you please copy and paste?
Please copy and paste.
Everything that I have done here.
Everything that has been said here.
To all forms and versions of me that need it.
To all forms and versions of me that need it.
Conducive to what they each need.
Come again.
Oh, conducive. Oh, yeah.
Conducive.
To what they each need.
To what they each need.
I will say, I felt you moving stuff with everything you said, and then when you didn't say conducive, I was like, where's the movement? Because I just assumed that you did, which you won't feel the movement unless the command happens. So it's just funny. I was like...
Oh, that's a lot of eyelids that are no longer there. Cool.
My body was shaking before.
Oh. Can you speed this up?
Yeah, please speed this up.
Oof. Ooh, ugh.
Ugh. All good? Is it dusty in here?
No, it was a lot. A lot of the versions were dead. A lot of the versions were going before the pain happened. It was a lot, and I don't know why it was so much. Hey, can you release any spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's my highest good.
Please release all soul contracts.
Please release all soul contracts.
Bartering slips.
Bargaining slips.
Bill of sales.
Bill of sales.
Gentleman's agreement or the like.
Gentleman's agreement or the like.
That are no longer my highest good.
That are no longer my highest good.
Ooh.
So I pulled a what do you meme card just for funsies, right? Ah!
I don't see it. Okay.
It says, breathe in, boy. Because, like, boy, if you don't get the fuck up, blah, 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 and it's like before you roast someone. Nice.
Hold on.
Oh, me?
No, I want to look at it.
Oh.
What?
So it's like, boy, if you don't get your motherfucking ass out of here, blah, 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 and then like you roast someone, it's like, all right, okay then, agreed. Can you alert your team? Yes, period. Just be like, hey team, this is what we're doing now.
This is what they're doing now.
Hey. Sorry, you're in the middle of a healing.
What?
Sorry.
Oh. So act accordingly. This is how everything is now. Act accordingly.
Act accordingly.
It's clicking. All of it's clicking into place.
Boy, if you don't get your motherfucking ass out of these spirit guide fucking realms, you better clear out your shit. All right. What were you saying, Kat?
So there was someone in here, they said, hi, ladies, anyone single? And as you were pulling the meme, I was typing, we're having a seance looking for a new sacrifice to them. And then I was like, hold on, I want to see the meme. And then Caitlin said, Kat became the meme. I was like, boy, if you don't get your motherfucking ass. And so I was like,
Are you like volunteering, Nakeem?
Yeah, that's what I asked. I was like, we're looking for a new sacrifice. Ready.
Yes. Okay. I did it
again. How does that feel? It feels really good to me. it would make sense because it feels like it's been a really long time and you don't really know where it was coming from. It didn't really have any rhyme or reason, right? It just came out of nowhere and it was like insurmountable, like heavy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Will you, you don't have to, it's not homework, but will you keep us posted? Like, will you, in the comments on either Kate's or my video, just let us know how you're doing? Like, how you feel tomorrow?
Okay, yes, yes.
Okay, and then will you do us a favor? Will you do, this one we really do want you to do, either the close-up slash sign-offs on Kate's page or the closing statements on my page? Either of those.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and then let us know tomorrow how you're feeling.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, love you, bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. It's from the bottom.
Bottom up. And then, yes, you have to hit the X to exit.
Birdie's alone, Goma.
Hi.
Hi, Zyla.
Oh my God. Hi, y'all.
What's going on?
I'm outside right now, and then I have my cat Goma. She was looking up the tree, and then she was like hearing the birds, and I was like, "No, leave the birdies alone. We can admire from afar."
But I want to play with them.
No, really, I'm like surrounded by them right now. I have my two dogs, and then my two cats are out here with me. And I think, oh wait, I'm sorry, three, because I have four cats and two dogs.
Aw.
So. Yeah. Hi, y'all. It's so good to see y'all and talk to y'all.
Hi,
yeah.
What's going on? What do you need help with?
So in all honesty, I put this like into the universe like about a week ago where I'm like, oh my gosh, it would be so awesome to get to talk to y'all. And then I saw that you guys were on live and I'm like, okay, this is my chance. I'm just going to request and then we'll see how it goes.
Cool.
But so lucky me, right? So right now I feel like I'm going through like a lot. Of course, aren't we all? But I think mostly just to get myself in like the right path, for lack of a better word, just.
Hey, Zai. Can I call you Zai? I don't have to. I can call you whatever you want. I was just shortening everything.
No, that's okay. My name's Zilia, and then I get called a lot of things, but.
Zilia. Do you prefer Zilia?
Yes, actually, yes, please.
Okay, then I will call you Zilia. One of the things right away is that you don't think that what you're going through holds weight. You said, like, I'm going through a lot right now. And then you said, but aren't we all? And I was like, I'm not. And then I went, why does she feel like that? And then I was like, someone's told her that her problems
are small.
And not important.
Because everybody, there's starving kids everywhere. So eat your dinner.
And that's so true.
But that's the thing. Someone put that on you to where you think that your issues or what you're going through isn't important. And I think that's the first thing we should look at. Is because what you're going through, whether it's a hangnail, or a death in the family, whatever you're going through, it's important. And it's worth looking at with intensity. It's worth looking at every bit of the details with focus.
Because this is what it looks like is happening. It's like you can't pay attention to what you need to pay attention to because you're too busy screaming at the other things because they hurt. You're like, no. other people
have it worse than me.
Yes.
And it's like, no.
Yeah.
No. Like, it doesn't matter if their issues.
People.
Yeah. It doesn't matter how big their issues are. And they deserve to have their issues dealt with as well. But you're
like
on the phone right now.
Just like trauma is trauma. And when people are like, you went through that. Well, guess what I went through? And it's like, oh, trauma gone. Guys, I have no trauma. This person has more. Done.
Right.
It's the things are the things.
Okay. Can you, I don't know exactly what to title that for you. So can you say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good? Say, Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Please release soul contracts.
Spirit, if it's in my highest good. Please release soul contracts.
Connected to all of that.
Connected to all of that.
That's no longer in my highest good.
That is no longer in my highest good.
It's moving stuff in your head and in your back.
Oh my God, and I'm shaking my head right now. Like I'm moving it side to side. It's so funny.
There's a cue. Do you know a line? Like a cue? Like take a number in your head.
Oh, yes, a cue.
And you're at the back of it. And it's your own line. Can you
just collapse the line?
Can you please just collapse this?
You come first. You come first.
You're allowed to come first in your own life. That's what she said. There we go. Collapse it. There you go. It's one of those like those black things that you pick it off the thing. It's the one of those black things and you release it and it goes. There's a bunch of them.
Can you like merge with your sparkle again?
Yeah,
like,
I love the sound effect.
Cleanse and purify your sparkle and then bring it back to you and merge with your sparkle again.
Oh, that feels really nice.
And then get back
and
to
emotional.
The front. Get back emotional. To the
especially
front
when I
your
do
mind.
Your healings, I always picture or I feel the waterfall. Yeah. Okay, I'm saying that in my mind.
Okay, so your freak out that you've been having lately, privately, where you hold it together and then you go home and cry, can you tell us what that is so we can help you with it, please?
Yeah, oh my gosh. So it's just a lot in regards to family trauma, and I'm currently like moving out of my childhood home and starting to get into a place where I could feel like safe again. So it's mostly just kind of like having to put everybody before me. So taking care of my mom and making sure that she's going to be safe. And
have you ever heard like, you have to put the gas mask on yourself first, the air mask, the oxygen mask?
Before you assist others?
You cannot help them if you crumble. And that's easier said than done. How long have you been trying to get out of this? Because they don't want you to leave.
No. So I've been trying to get out for a year now, and it's basically with my mom's husband. He has been like super controlling and very abusive and very, just really like a horrible narcissistic person, and I never really wanted to view him in that sense because he was the only, I guess, father figure that I had.
Well, it's unfortunate that he let himself get that way.
Yeah, because it's a choice, really. And so
it's like the with friends like these, who needs enemies?
Mm-hmm.
Not your fault that he's like that.
Yeah, so it's almost like now I'm like finally starting to, you know, go through the kinks of it and putting myself first, because with the trauma that he did to me, it's been like 25 years that I've kept it under wraps, and having it be where my family is, like, you know, keeping where I'm keeping the peace for everybody. But once it started to get very abusive with my mom, that's when I'm like, okay, no, I have to like say something. And that's sad. But
can you go to the earliest point you can for all of this? And I
go.
Need,
you're going.
Yeah,
you're going.
I need you to see that you have the power here. And what I'm getting that you should do is eat them. And I know this is going to sound crazy, but it is like a rebirth, like a rebirth for you. Just.
Yes.
Merge with that version of you, exchange Xyla information, and eat them.
Okay.
So
I'm getting the word.
To explain this more.
I see. Oh my God.
What this is going to do is in those situations where they're like, you can't leave the house. You're going to be like, oh my God, that's crazy. I can't leave the house. Guess I will watch my favorite TV show. That makes sense. I'm taking your TV away because you painted your nails and I said not to. And it's like, oh my God, I will have to listen to my radio. I fucking hate music.
So basically, no matter what he tries to do to punish you, it has no effect on you whatsoever because you love your life and you love your belongings and you love your art and you love yourself and you love your music and your entertainment and all of that so much. Even if he was to put you in a corner and there was nothing else around,
you would watch the wall.
You would watch the wall.
You'd be like, oh my, I fucking love this wall. Look at the paint, bitch. Yes.
And you start to see like little animals are kind of like when you're looking at the clouds and you start to see little figurines or like little stories that pop up.
It is infuriating to people like that. Infuriating.
And you don't have to make a big deal about it. Just
exist.
Do it.
That's true.
And that's the worst.
Because it's been, I think, officially like about a few months now that I haven't said one word to him. And it's almost like I'm a ghost in my own house. Oh, yes. Basically, that's me every time I see him around the corner and I have to like go around the corner and like, I'm so glad that I evaded him.
Well,
okay.
How about you just, wait, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, how about you just like disconnect from him completely? Oh, look, I just pulled it. Yeah, disconnect from him completely. It's like, yep, I'm going to take a seat here.
Yeah.
Why even give him the time of day?
Absolutely.
What steps do you still need to get out? What's the next step and what's holding you back from it? We have to ripple this healing that you're doing with Kate right now. We got to ripple that and push it forward too. Yes. We probably need to do that first.
Okay. Spirit, it's nice, good. Please push all this forward and ripple it outwards. My legs are asleep.
My spirit team, it's in my highest good. Oh my God, Kate, can you say one more time? I'm so sorry.
Please push all this forward.
Please push all of this forward.
And ripple it outwards.
And ripple it outwards. All right. I feel lighter on my feet. It's like a cool breeze on my feet.
Awesome. that says a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, go back to that version of you.
Okay.
Merge in with them. Oh. Exchange Xyla information with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, because you're telling them what they need to do.
Okay.
Even at that age, you're like, here's what you're going to do. And they're like, yep.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
Oh my God.
Update, overhaul your transmutation.
And my legs started shaking.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well,
what did you say for them to do, Kat, before you drew the what do you meme card?
I want to know what steps they have left to get out and what they're on.
So right now I do have my place that I'm going to move to. Unfortunately, he knows about it, but the only thing that I have left is just to finish up some remodeling. But like, I've worked on it like, you know, countless weekends whenever I can because of work and because of school. But I finished the kitchen, finished the bathroom. I think all I need is just to, get the motivation to like clean it, because I feel like there's so much energy because it was a rental property. So I do feel, even though I feel so comfortable in the house, I feel like cleaning it or cleansing it has been such a, not a chore, I guess a chore, but because I want to move in, but it's almost like that heaviness is almost like sticking to me and it's hard to walk forward, if that makes sense. But
what would you use if you had something sticky you needed to remove, like a Goo Gone? What would you use? Like if you had sticker residue on something, or if someone spilled honey on the counter, what would you use?
I think if there was honey, I think just like soap, like Dawn soap, I guess.
Okay. Then you need to douse yourself in your Dawn soap cleaning.
Okay. I can douse myself in Dawn soap cleaning. Oh my god, I feel like I have to do like a couple layers of this.
Yeah, a couple layers. Also, have you ever seen those things where if people have a baseball bat, so if someone was to break in, you know, they could use it. They put like a sock on it or something so that if the person grabs it, it slips right off. You need yourself to clean off of them, clean them off of you, and also be so slippery they can't touch.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I'm picturing that now.
Speed that up.
Spray lights, please speed that up, please. Oh my god, it's like I'm hearing sound effects of like when you wipe something clean and it's like squeaky.
Like a baby's butt. That's really bizarre. Even though that's not real, like it's cartoon. It's very squeaky.
Yeah.
And Healthy Not High was suggesting some of the healings that they think might help that we have. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out what was going on, but it makes total sense. Mm-hmm. Can you say spirit if it's in my highest good?
Spirit if it's in my highest good.
Please activate Kate's hook removal healing.
Please activate Kate's hook removal healing.
From all of this.
From all of this.
To me.
To me.
Conducive to what I need.
Conducive to what I need.
The hooks are actually going to be connected to your mom. A lot of your not being able to move forward is because you don't want to leave her behind. And also, she's not going to mean it, but she's going to want you to stay with her. Like, she doesn't want to be left behind either.
But she's leaving herself behind is the thing.
Yeah.
And that's really hard to accept because they're going to play like they don't know what's going on or what they're doing, but they are also involved. They also let it happen, if that makes any sense.
It makes total sense. It's kind of true.
Okay, now light up safe passageway.
Light up a safe passageway?
And safe entrance and exit portals.
And safe entrance and exit portals.
Or a safe house.
Or a safe house.
And then, did you say you already have a contract in with this place? Or what's going on? What was the legal part of this?
Oh, no. No, nothing legal, really. It was just because I've had this property with my mom for the longest time. And we own it. So there's nothing really legal, like, you know, I don't have to pay rent. I think it's mostly just like, you know, paying like property taxes, really, but it's all paid for, and all I have to do is just literally move in.
Okay, this needs to be a stepping stone for you. Please don't think of it as a permanent place. I don't care how financially stable it sounds. If you are under their umbrella, if you are under their
control, basically
control, then it's a whole new level, and it'll seem so much better than what you've been in that you won't realize you're going into another trap. I am not saying don't go there, because you need to physically get out, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, please don't, like, oh my god, I'm finally out, like that.
Yeah.
This needs to be a stepping stone and a place for you to save your money and get out again.
Cut them off, if you want, of course.
I think I've had that in the back of my mind, and this, I think, further confirms it for me, because I always knew that, you know, even though, like, I was technically, like, born in that house, too, and it was, like, almost, like, coming full circle, but I knew that it wasn't the final point, and I knew that it was, like, you know, this passive
way. I also want to say, things can change. Things can heal. Healing can be done, and it can change everything. The future isn't written. Right? But as of when I go into any kind of relationship or friendship or business opportunity or job, the way I've been thinking about it for the past couple of years that have really worked for me is not like a grand thing at the end. It is today, right now. Do I want it? Is it right for me in this moment? It relieves expectations. It releases codependency. It creates interdependency where you can collaborate with people. It's how I've lived my life for such a long time now, and it's worked so well that I'm very big on it from 'cause the other way didn't work for me. The other couple of different ways didn't work for me.
Yeah, it's so funny how we can surprise ourselves too with what, you know, can come up for us and what, you know, we can do. And then I think that's what's so exciting. And I think I'm also coming to terms with being not comfortable, but embracing the unknown when it comes to that, and kind of like releasing unrealistic expectations as well. And kind of like surrendering to that and have it be like this beautiful new beginning that I could use that to propel myself even more forward. So who knows what else that the future may bring.
You do. You're already seeing it, and that's why you're crying.
Okay, do us a favor and do either the close-ups / sign-offs on Kate's page or the closing statements on mine. Okay. And we're invested in your story. It is not homework. You do not have to, but we'd love to hear how you're doing, even just tomorrow. Okay?
Of course.
Okay. We love updates.
Bye, Zyla.
Yes. All right, bye, y'all. Thank you all so much. I do appreciate your time and energy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, how do I hang?
Hi, babe.
Hello.
Frozen Queen 2.
Name is actually Mariah. And hi, what some help with is because of having massive radiation 3 years ago, I still have some scar tissue that causes
scar tissue for the
problems. And I would like to fix that.
The first thing I got was, what were you going through while also doing the radiation?
Because it's embedded in the skin.
It's what?
It's embedded in the skin. Mm. It's embedded in the scar.
So there was also chemotherapy. And then there was also the finalizing of
the relationship
with my children's father.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Can you just... Sorry, I pulled a... Like, why? Can you just...
When did scar tissue from Red Hot Chili Peppers come out?
Well, like 2015,
2011? I think it was actually earlier than that, if I'm remembering correctly.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Sorry. Go, you do your thing.
Oh, so it looks like, do you work a lot with your hands, like energetically? Like, are you just kind of like, can you just do things?
Yes, I can.
Okay. This scar tissue, I want you to, like, see it in front of you. Are you a seer, feeler, knower, hearer?
1999.
Oh, shit.
I don't exactly know.
Okay. So, picture it in front of you as best as you can, like, or feel it in front of you. And it's like stalagmites or stalactites in caves. How you, like, you just kind of... Yeah, like that. Where are they going? Well, that looks good. Looks like they're coming down in the form of emotions, but it looks like you're moving them just fine. So,
where are we?
In a cave thingy of her divorce or separation or of her ex. Let's slash where the cancer tissue or the radiation tissue is.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was looking up the song and what date it came out. And I was like,
in my tunnel.
What?
You know what?
99, you said the song came out? That was your...
Your son was born? Okay. There's a lot of background noise, so like sometimes it picks that up instead of your voice. Sorry. That's interesting, though.
It's like, as soon as she said scar tissue, that it just started playing and it wouldn't stop, and I couldn't even tune in because I had to look up the date. It was really important. It came out in the Californication album, which was released in May 25th, 1999.
Okay. So is your son in the middle of the scar tissue?
Not that I can feel.
There is something in there.
Are they your only child?
No, I have two.
Okay. Are they both with this same... Are they with this guy?
Yes.
Can you just say, hey, you can get out of here. You can go. You can just go. You don't need to be in here. What are you doing playing in here?
I don't need you here anymore.
I think he got worried. Was it the sun? He could just got worried, right?
Yeah, so he was like, I will
like holding it together.
Yeah, like I will.
Like this
help.
This is not a negative thing at all. This is like a.
Please don't. Please, please.
And I guess just tell everybody else they can leave too. You guys can go. I'm okay now.
No, I'm okay now.
There we go. There's a lot leaving.
For sure.
Oh, man.
Speed that up.
There's a lot going on with the lungs. You didn't... And I don't know if it's from this cave place. Did you say that it was lung cancer? I'm not feeling cancer in a lung. I'm just feeling lots of heavy breathing, and it's sharp air.
It was anal cancer.
Okay.
Okay.
What is with the chest? What's the chest? What is this with the lungs and the chest?
I see that it traveled up there. So who else is in here? Can we go back to before this happened? So can you say, spirit, if it's in my eyes, good.
My highest good.
Go back to 1999. Take us back to 19. Or take you back to 1999.
Oh,
merge with this version of me.
This version of me.
Exchange Mariah information.
Exchange Mariah information.
With this version of me.
With this version of me.
Do your own house cleanse to this version of you. And do your own team revamp sweep to this version of you.
Do you have a weird relationship with that son that was born in 1999? Do you have like a really weird like closeness?
Yes.
I don't know. Was this some kind of like substance? Before you had him, was there, I don't even know how to put this.
Before I had him, I did smoke a lot of marijuana.
Okay.
Did you quit because you were pregnant? It's okay if you didn't. Like, we don't really give a fuck.
Yeah,
it feels like you gave up a lot of yourself.
Very
for him. True. There's like a really tight bond. I think it's from many past lives. Can you do me a favor? When a bond is like that, when a bond is that intense, whether you were brother-sister or mother-son or sister-sister or mother-daughter or lovers, whatever it was, any of the incarnations that you guys would have together, if you make any bond in any of those lives to always be together, no matter what, to put each other first or whatever, it'll carry through. And sometimes those, like, just promises, like humans being human, sometimes those are so strong that if something happens to one of you, the other one will not be able to handle it, and they will fall into a dark depression and follow the other one to the other side. So this relationship, this bond that you have with him, if you release it, it doesn't release the connection. It just releases the cage and the lock, which will help with the releasing and the scarring. And you can just phrase it, you know, if it's not in the highest good, nothing will leave. So, Spirit, if it's in my highest good.
Release the bond that I have and cage with my oldest child.
That are no longer in our highest good.
No longer in our highest good.
Man, so it looks like each stalactite and stalagmite was like, is something. So that's interesting.
Man. God, that's exhausting.
Speed this up, like, a lot.
This song is playing again, but quietly. Scar tissue. I'm going to look up the lyrics.
Oh. Oh. Yes.
Or just give me the fucking lyrics.
Keep knocking them down. Keep not, like...
You should be able to knock the stalactite things down like punching bags, like rock candy. You should just be like, bam, 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 bam.
Like, it shouldn't be like, knock one down, this is a situation. It should be like, just fucking knock them all down, and then...
Is your ex-husband a sarcastic Mr. Know-It-All?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the next lyric. It just says, scar tissues that I wish you saw. Sarcastic Mr. Know-It-All. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you, because with the birds I'll share.
Yeah. Can you just be like, no.
Even one of the lyrics says, to lick your heart and taste your health.
Yeah. Since you do stuff with your hands, can you literally just put your hand up and say, no, no.
No.
Push all this forward and ripple it outwards.
All this forward and ripple it outwards.
Honestly, I would ask your son's soul if he would deliver divine justice to what your ex did to you. I would just look at your son's soul and just say, hey, will you deliver your divine justice to what he did to me?
It goes through the top of the head. I mean, it looks like he already knew. And he's been waiting to do this for a very long time. Oh, how is their relationship?
In the last 4 years, he's seen him 3 times.
Okay, because he was pretty excited to destroy him. Which, that's, okay, that makes sense.
My ex was also abusive to him.
Yeah. Mm. He saw right through him. He did not like you with him. Did he try to tell you he was no good? Did your son try to tell you that your ex was no good for you, like, for a while?
No. I didn't find that out until after he moved out of the house that he was physically and emotionally abusive to them when I was at work.
No, like, to you, like, was he like, you know, it would be great if you and Dad weren't together.
No.
Like, you never try to say stuff like that?
No, it wasn't until after he moved out of the house that he, both of them opened up about the abuse that was going on that I didn't know about.
I'm not really big on pointing fingers, but can you deliver your divine justice to the cancer you got from your ex?
Yes. I'm requesting that I deliver divine justice to the cancer that was caused by my ex.
Point to it. Oof. You do stuff with your hands.
Yeah. Even with the phrases and stuff that we have on, if you guys are more natural with your hands, which you've been with us for a while, Mariah, but like you can set things to your hands and don't ever think that you have to say things verbatim, because if you naturally do shit with your hands, fucking do it.
Yeah, I think it was 7 or 8 when I did my first getting my certificate in Reiki.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And what's happened in this process of healing, because that always came down through my head and then out through my hand. But in this healing process that I've been going through, I think it was about 1.5 years ago, maybe 2 years ago, I started also getting energy up through the feet and then kind of doing like a swirl thing in the middle for it to go out.
It's very anime. It's very, whoa, like,
Kamehame. What she does, she's going Super Saiyan.
Okay, can you ask what else we need to do for this scar? Because we're going to run out of time, and I want to make sure that the scar tissue is, like we get to it completely.
Is there any you need to heal the scar tissue?
Do it, copy and paste the things that you've done to the hidden scar tissue as well.
Like the underbelly?
I guess so, yeah.
Copy and paste the stuff I've done to the hidden scar tissue as well.
Do it with your hands. Like, pretend this is the scar, your arm, and do it to the underbelly. There you go.
Ow. Yeah. Yeah. I feel
ow. It's going all over the back, like the lower back and inside the intestines.
Yep, that's where it was.
It's like
definitely. Okay.
Okay. All right. Do us a favor again. Like I've been telling everybody, it's not homework, but we'd love to hear how you're doing. Give us a report on it.
I think you're going to drink lots of water and go take a nap.
All right. Okay.
What'd you say?
She's going to drink lots of water and take a nap.
Sweet.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Don't forget to do some closing stuff, either on Kate's page or my page, okay?
Bye,
yes,
Mariah.
Thank you so much. Bye,
everybody,
Mariah.
Don't forget to disconnect. Bye, love y'all. Bye.
Bye, guys.
To book a dual session with Kate and Kat, visit either of our websites listed in the description of this video. For a spirit guide reading, you can book with Captain Kate at www.captainkate.com. For a one-on-one trauma healing session with Cat and Boots, you can visit www.catandboots138.com.